Welcome to Haphazard Adventures. You're going to hear us call this show White to See Our Radio multiple times because that's what the show used to be called. We started the show back in 2009, and then we brought it back in 2016 with the same name. And then after about 43 episodes, we rebranded it to be Haphazard Adventures because it just made more sense. And I ended up taking the name White to See Our Radio and repurposing it as for a podcast where I basically talk to myself. So White to See Our Radio is still a thing, but it's very different. And this show is Haphazard Adventures. So sit back, listen, and enjoy Haphazard Adventures. Welcome back to another re-up episode. This one is going to have the questions from the last re-up we did with Traversia. We had some questions from a listener come in, and we decided to answer them on the air because that's what you're supposed to do when you have a podcast. If you get questions, you answer them. And we were kind of shocked to get questions, you know, because while we were, you know, a little history for you, we did the show just for fun, right? We did it for about a year. I think we did like 27, 28. We did 27 episodes. One of them got lost somewhere. There's one episode we have recorded that I just never found. It's probably on a hard drive somewhere, but if I ever find it, I'll do a re-up for that one too. But, you know, we were early in the podcast game. You know, we were out in the podcasting in 2009, 2010. So we were pretty early. There wasn't a lot of competition back then. I mean, there was a couple, but nothing quite like our show. I'm not saying our show was good. I'm just saying we had good banter. I mean, a lot of it was Kaylee and the fact that we had Kaylee on there, and she's just so funny naturally. And we had guests come on, but we didn't really have any agenda for our guests. We just talked, which was what we wanted to do. We just had conversations, you know, and had fun with it. And when there was a short period of time, and it was towards the end of our show, where we were the top rated podcast in our category in iTunes, which was pretty cool. We were getting a lot of plays. I mean, we were getting plays that we should have been having ads on our show because we would have been making some okay money. But again, we were early in the podcasting game, so there wasn't much out there. We recorded all this stuff on stupid, you know, gaming headset mics that just sound like shit. And I've done what I can in this re-ups to kind of make it sound better, but a lot of it was just, you know, garbage. But anyways, so let's go ahead and get into the questions here. I don't remember what they are at the moment, so I'm going to kind of cut in the questions and kind of re-answer them with today's answer, if it makes sense. I don't know. We'll see. All right, here we go.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What a pretty voice. You should get in a career and sing.
Oh, that was very good. Very nice.
Oh, hey, look. Traversia's still with us. How exciting.
Get you get some like guitars behind that and you all sing a song about Welcome Back.
Should auto-tune it and then I would sound good.
Okay.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Auto-tune. It's very easy to do.
Well, then you should auto-tune it. And they'd be like, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Why auto-tune when you can just do that?
That was fantastic.
Same. We'll call you, instead of it being T-Pain, we'll call you like TK.
TK?
TK,
oh. I'm on a boat.
Did you play the music that time that you went away?
Oh, yeah.
That we went.
We did. It was Precious Things from Tori Amos.
It wasn't, though, because I don't play the songs anymore, and you know that, but I feel like if you're brand new to the show, I should tell you that. We used to play songs 10 years ago, but then I cut them all out because I don't want copyright strikes, and it's not nice to play things without people's permission, so back to the show.
Yay!
Cool. Very good song.
I'm playing all the bands that I like tonight. I'm so happy.
Well, we aim to please. That is our goal in life, to please everybody. Well, not really, but we'll say that to be happy. We have some questions tonight.
To wrap up the show.
Of the show, we're going to actually answer questions from a listener that was emailed to us.
Our one listener.
Our one listener. One of one.
One of one. Good way to get on the show, though.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, if anybody emails us a question or a statement or anything, we'll probably go ahead and say it on the show if we remember.
It should be known that that was not true then and is not true now. We're not going to read anything sent to us. But if you do email us, you can go ahead and email us at haphadpod@whitetoseal.net or just j@whitetoseal.net with any questions or comments you have. And the odds are if it's something funny or something interesting, we'll talk about it on the show. But if it's just like something, you know, hey, you guys fucking suck, actually we'll probably say that too. So as soon as whatever, you have a good chance to be on the show, you know, we'll see.
We have to put that in because we didn't remember last time. And yeah. By we, I mean you.
You're right. So these questions are from listener Wanda B, and Kaylee's going to read them, and I am going to answer them to the best of my ability.
I'm going to pretend to be Wanda B, so I'm not me. I'm Wanda B.
I vaguely remember getting questions like this from Wanda B. I don't know who Wanda B is. I don't think we ever found out who Wanda B was. But so if you're Wanda B and you still listen, email us again. We'd love to hear from you again.
For the rest of the show.
For the rest of the show?
Yes.
Okay.
I made that last part up.
Okay, Wanda B.
Yes.
What are your questions?
What stimulates your imagination?
Pass.
I can't pass. I wrote pass it to you. I wrote it to you in advance.
I pass.
No, I'm not letting you.
What stimulates my...
I'm going to beat the bitch, and she's going to let you know it.
All right, fine. I'll answer. What stimulates my imagination? Generally, life, what goes on around me, reading, watching movies, basically the general stuff, the same thing that stimulates everybody else's imagination. I mean, a lot of my ideas general come stuff from... Like that. Yeah, a lot of my ideas come from stuff that happens. I mean...
That's a good question, and an odd way of asking where do you get inspiration from. As I said, I'm going to answer these questions again now as I answered it back then. Well, I'm going to answer them differently now, probably, or we'll see if it's different now. I don't know. But what stimulates me now, or inspires me now, I guess, stimulates a weird word, right? Because stimulates means like, to me, I'm like, oh, what stimulates me? Well, I mean, my wife, she stimulates me, you know, because we're married and in love. But what inspires me to create is just this over-design, this over, I don't know, this... overarching feeling I have that I have to put something on paper or to recording and share it with the world. The fact that like my dad growing up was a musician, but I never heard any of his songs because they didn't record them back in the day, back in the 60s, because they didn't have the ability to. And I always wanted to make sure that my kids, whenever I'm older and whatever, they can see all this stuff that I've created throughout my life. And kind of, I always wish that I could like relive my dad's life through his eyes, not like live it like me live it, but like see what he did or hear what he did, hear what he created and the stuff that he made. And so it's been a big, big thing for me. And still the things around me kind of inspire me or stimulate me or whatever the hell it was. But like my kids are a huge inspiration for me. They get the creative juices going. My sons, they're just talking to them. I get so many ideas for stuff and it's so cool. So really, I mean, the answer is kind of the same, but I kind of expand upon there a little bit. So let's see what the next question is.
Well, that's good to know. What kind of things happen in your life?
A lot of poopy diapers and a lot of piss-filled diapers. A lot of yelling at kids.
I don't see any of that in your comic.
This is true. But I guess my statement of what happens around me is totally, totally wrong because my comic is all about gay jokes. And there's not a lot of gay in my life.
So are you a bisexual?
No, I don't dig on the chowder sausage.
Why chowder?
Because it's white when it comes out, and chowder's white.
It could be potato soup hot.
Oh, dear.
If she wouldn't have made me clarify, it wouldn't have gotten that gross. Wanted to be.
I was just asking. No, yeah. There's lots of white types of soups, and you had to pick chowder.
Well, you know, fine. Potato soup, then.
It's chowder soup.
Chowder sausage. Sausage and chowder.
But chowder is potato soup without the clams.
And it's yummy. But not in the way I'm referencing it.
So you are gay in the closet.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Next question, please.
Okay.
So to answer the question, as of, you know, 2020, March of 2020, because this is being recorded during the big COVID-19 coronavirus crisis where everybody's locked in their houses and can't go anywhere, which is fucking insane because nothing like this has ever happened in my life or in my parents' life or in that I can look up and find. We never had a whole country shut down or at least the whole world shut down and like be in isolation because this fucking thing is going around killing people. So what kind of thing is going on in my life right now specifically? Not going outside, not going to the store, not going to the movie theaters, not going anywhere, not going to work, working at home, recording more podcasts, getting more comic books out, reworking my website, writing new songs. I started writing new songs now, which is kind of awesome. But in general, I think the spirit of that question was what kind of things happened in my life. A lot of stuff with my kids and my family, a lot of podcasting stuff. I spent a lot of time talking with creators and artists and stuff like that. And most recently, you know, actors. And we talked to the Steve Jablonski, who is the composer for a lot of movies. He did Bloodshot and he did all the Transformers movies. And really, a lot of my time is spent living in a creative world and talking to creative people, even talking to my wife about the stuff she likes to do, even though she doesn't see herself as a creative person. She's a super creative person, just in her thoughts and how she kind of gets to where she's doing. I love having conversations with her, with anybody really, about how they do their thing. So yeah, I guess that's the kind of stuff that happens in my life, you know. And if I was to do comics about my life today, they'd be a lot different than they were back then. I mean, a lot of them were gay jokes and that whole chowder sausage thing was pretty funny, or sausage chowder was pretty funny. But I mean, I did do a lot of gay jokes and in my early days is because it was the time frame. It was funny. It's the age. I was in my 20s, whatever. But I think today, if I was doing those comics, one, probably still be that kind of stuff in there, that kind of crude humor. But I think they would deal with more, a little more, the age level of what I'm doing would go up a little bit, because I'm in my late 30s now. So I'd probably, you know, have characters that are out of college and kind of like living their lives. And I'd probably end up, if I was doing a webcomic right now, similar, I'd probably have them with kids. And a lot of the stuff would have to do with like the kid stuff, but still with that crude humor in it, because I'll probably never get away from that in my humor comics.
You seem to really enjoy yourself with your comic and your radio broadcast. Everyone seems to be having a blast. Do you sell any of your artwork or comics? Where could I purchase some at a reasonable price, of course?
What are you, cheap?
Yes.
Okay. No, I wouldn't pay much for my stuff anyways. Stuff that I do, you can buy.
Oh, trust me, your wife pays enough for it, all of us.
Yes, this is true. Hold that thought for a second.
And that was Jacob chiming in, who Jacob just turned 14. So it's kind of funny. I love hearing his little voice on the show when it comes up. But he interrupted the podcast, interrupted the question, so I can't answer this question again until we cut back in and see what I said back in 2010. So let's go ahead and find that out now.
What was the question again?
It's the second one. It's a question within a question.
Ooh, what can you buy crap I make? Amazon.com sells both books that I put out. They search by Why to Christ, you'll find one.
And For the Reals?
You'll find the other.
Way to go, buddy.
Yes, yes. I'm working on a new store with a guy named Kevin. It's going to be store.whitetoseal.net. It's going to have both books, artwork, posters, buttons, all that fun kind of stuff.
Buttons.
No, it won't have. There will be no gumdrop buttons. Hmm. There'll be a lot of.
Wanda B don't care.
Wanda B. There'll be a lot of fun stuff in that store. There's more books coming out this year. There'll be an anime book coming out, as well as a Sergeant Blinky book and a free Animal Magic book released throughout the 2010. And those will all be on the website on the store, as well as Amazon.com.
So you can still find the original White to Christ Light book on Amazon. Just search White to Christ Light. You'll find it there. It's not that great, but it's there. That's actually the only book that I ever put out back then. I never put out the Inanimate book or the Search of Blinky book or the Furry Animal Magic book back then. However, I do have them out now. So if you go to whitetosell.net, you can go to the book section. You can find them up there. And actually right now, the digital copies are free for a while. So I don't know when you're listening to this. But if you listen to this like from March of 2020 through, actually this is coming out in April, but I'm probably going to have them free through like June or July of 2020. So if you want to get a copy of some of my books I have up there, that there's like 7 different books up there and I'm adding more soon. The digital copies, I'm going to make them all free just to kind of hope, you know, I mean, a lot of creators doing this right now where they can say, hey, you know, during this COVID crisis that I talked about earlier, here's some content to read. It does not cost anything because everyone's going to be behind in their bills. I mean, everyone's going to have a problem paying bills soon, which is hopefully we do something to help out with that. But I'm putting that for anyone to buy physical copies of the book, like have me send them to you. You can do that on the website too. I'm doing my best on that. Ein's Anthology is going to be releasing digitally soon. As of recording this, it's going to be coming out like in a week or two digitally and then printed after that. So you'll have that. That's not going to be free on the site, I don't think, but I'm going to give it out to a lot of people. In a different ways, so I'm going to do some promotions with it, and hopefully people can enjoy that too. But that's kind of answers that question now. And I have more stuff coming out if I ever actually do it, because sometimes I fall way behind on what I'm trying to do.
So I have to reread the question because it's been so long, because we had interruptions from kids.
It happens.
It does. Part of it asked, not asked, but it just stated that we seem to be having a blast on the show, that we enjoy the show. This is true. We love doing the podcast, even if we're tired.
Yeah. It actually woke me up a little bit today and had fun.
Did you really just look up Wanda B on Facebook?
No. I am Wanda B. I know what I look like.
Oh, you are hilarious, Kaylee.
You know, it's still true to this day. We have a lot of fun doing this. I mean, Kaylee and I have so much fun going back and forth and talking and chatting and doing stuff. I know a lot of the stuff is me recutting stuff and doing stuff here and there. And a lot of the driving force behind the podcast is me. But Kaylee has a ton of fun, and she's even said it recently that she's, you know, she loves doing it. I mean, she wouldn't do it if I wasn't making her do it or asking her to do it all the time. I'd be like, hey, you want to do a podcast? She's like, oh, fine, let's do it. Do it in the car or whatever. But, you know, we do have a lot of fun doing this, and we're actually going to be recording some stuff tomorrow and this week because we're home and have nothing else to do, so we might as well record more podcasts. But it's a lot of fun. I obviously, the reason why I do 3 different podcasts, this one, White to Say Radio, where I talk to myself, and then Spoiler Country with Kenrick and Casey and Jeff, I love talking, I guess. I love going on those journeys of discovery and stuff and just having conversations and debates about stuff. So, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So podcast, fun.
Do you have many guests lined up to appear on your show, upcoming shows?
I do. I have lots of guests lined up on the shows. Next week we'll be talking with, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce his name, but it's Arne Schulenberg from Union of Heroes. He's from Germany. He's going to be calling in. After that, I don't have any dates set after that, but I've got a bunch of more guests lined up that I'm still working out, and I don't really want to give away their names just yet, just in case they flake on me or I can't make plans to them. But we can expect me to, I'll be back on the show again, like every week, or every time we do one, I'll be here. Kaylee will be back if she's awake.
That's okay. She is really tired, and she has a lot going on. She needs her sleep. We all understand.
Yeah, you should just sleep like how she slept in for an extra 2.5 hours this morning.
Yes. I wouldn't know because I wasn't there.
Oh, so that's true. That's true. You are one to be, right? I forgot.
Yes.
We got, as always, you know, we'll have the regulars will be back on to update us. Like John Anderson will be back. Joe Garcia will be back sometime. We'll probably have Kurt Sasso come on because they're about to hit their 100th episode of TGT. So we'll probably bring Kurt Sasso back on to talk about that.
Web comics.
Man, it's kind of funny because out of all that I just said there, we talked to Arne, and then we talked to Jesse, who is Kaylee's cousin, who lived with us for a while. He's a video game streamer who went by the name of Wolfist. He still does it sometimes. And that was it. That was the end of the show. That was the end of the original run of Y2CR Radio. So that's crazy. I did have a bunch of people that I was talking to come on the show and do stuff. But we just stopped doing it. Really what happened is I got sick right after this is when I got pneumonia real bad after the episode, two episodes from now, from this one, two re-ups from now, hopefully, unless I cut them or begin, whatever. But I got pneumonia for like 3 weeks and it was sick. So I couldn't really talk. So that kind of stopped us from doing podcasting. And then I got a new job working for the place I work for now that I'm, 10 years later, I'm still there. And we just didn't have the time for it. So always thought, yeah, we're going to get back into it. But then we just never did until 2016 when we moved from Kitsap County over to King County, where we live now. And Jackie, as you know, if you go back to episode one of this current show, it's, the 6-year gap or 6-year catch up, where it was 6 years between, this show and the next show where we started doing it again. And now we're up to, this is episode 130. So we're doing a ton more, obviously, because it's a lot of fun. But all those people we didn't talk to. Now, if you're talking about spoiler country, answering this question now, we got so many people lined up. We have like 25 people lined up to talk to, like 4 to 8 a week on that show. It's kind of nuts. You should check it out if you like hearing me talk, definitely go there. But you should check it out because there's really cool stuff.
So are we going to be able to get used to this every one weekly recording?
In general, that's the plan. There'll probably be weeks where it's every other week or twice a month because of life. But the general plans once a week or once every other week, we pretty much just do them as time allots and as we feel like it. We're trying.
Yeah, you guys had quite a break there.
We did. We moved about 9 million times and didn't do any show. We did like a couple of shows and then.
It's all your wife's fault, huh?
No. It's all life's fault. Life came up. I don't blame my wife for much. Just everything.
I should be your wife.
Will you marry me, Wannabe?
Kind of.
This turned into some creepy role-playing thing. Wannabe, if you're listening, I'm sorry that if we butchered you in any way.
We love you.
We do. We love you, one listener.
It's funny. We had all intentions of keeping the show going every week or every other week or at least once a month. And it just, like I said, I got sick and I got a new job. And then we just didn't have the time to do it. Or we just kind of fell out of it and... I mean, part of the reason why it stopped for so long was my fault because I was very pushy on Kaylee and, I really shouldn't have done it that way. But, we're back. We're doing it now. We actually release one a week now, which is kind of crazy. Since 2016, we've gone, one a week here, one a week there, then skipped and skipped, then one a week, one a week. In December of 2019, we ended up doing like 30-some episodes because we did one a day doing the beer calendar, which was a lot of fun, which we're going to do again here in 2020. Maybe in July because we might do an advent in July, which is kind of fun. I'll probably do some wine that time. But, our plan is to keep going once a week. If we can keep doing material, I'm sure there's plenty of stuff for us to talk about. But really, right now, actually lately, we're doing basically two new ones a week and then two re-ups a week, which has been kind of easy to do. But, you know, here in a couple of weeks or a month, when I run out of re-ups to do, what am I going to do then? I have an idea, but we'll see. I'll tell you my idea. My idea is I'm going to take some of, with permission, I'm going to take some of the guest appearances or interviews that I've done on other shows back in the past, back in this same time frame, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, and some in 2011, and do the same thing, kind of do a re-up commentary on the interviews I did, at least on my part of the interview, just because it'd be fun. And I kind of want, I don't know, I feel like, I don't know, I just kind of want to do it. We'll see. But I got to make sure I talk to all the people whose shows they're from and get permission to put them up here. But if I do, then I will. If I don't, then I won't. So we'll see. But let's see what's left on this episode.
Lastly, not the show. We've asked all the questions. Why don't you go ahead and read what Reese? It's getting late. Why don't you go ahead and read what you said, WandaBe?
Oh, I love your twisted sense of humor. In today's society or propriety, this and propriety that, it is hard to come by. Honestly, honesty in one's feelings are the best things you can give yourself and associates. You guys are fucking awesome. I added that last part.
This is true. We are fucking awesome. So if you have any questions or comments or concerns, email them to us on the website. Let us know. We'll answer them to the best of our ability if we remember. Generally, we're trying our best to do better on getting the shows up and getting them done in a timely manner. Cause
well, if people emailed your wife any ever times,
I forward them all to you.
She would answer them.
Do you want to give out your email address?
I have.
Do it again.
Well, it's not me. It's your wife.
Well, why don't you give my wife's email address?
It's khorsley3@gmail.com.
That's right. And if you want me, it's just jhorsley3@gmail.com. Or you can just fill out the contact form.
You guys are losers.
We just like to make things similar.
I mean, you can email Kaylee if you want to at khorsley3@gmail.com. She'll probably reply to you if it's something nice. If you want to email me, that is my personal email address. But I actually would prefer it if you email me over at j@y2co.net. That's where I put all my podcasting stuff. And my main Gmail account is full of a bunch of freaking newsletters now again, and I got to go through and unsubscribe from all of them. So if you email me there, probably won't see it that very well. But if you really want to talk to me fast, send me a tweet, you know, at Y2CL is my Twitter. Just go send me a tweet and I'm sure I'll reply to you in a day or two if I see it, which I will. I always do. Not always, but I try to. But yeah.
And we're JK. We're just kidding.
We are JK. They are JK.
You can't go off, can you? All right, I think we're going to end the show. All right,
WandaBe.
Go to Bay.
It's out.
WandaBe out. Kaylee back.
Kaylee's back.
All right.
Goodbye. Hi, Kaylee.
So what was that the whole time? WandaBe was here. You didn't want to talk?
I got a little shy. She kind of frightens me. It's the bee.
Are you afraid of black people?
How do you know she's black? On Facebook, it's white people.
I don't, and I'm not assuming she's black. That was just a general question for you.
Nope, I have black friends.
Really? Name one. And Carly's boyfriend does not count. This is never actually met him.
I talked to him on the phone. I have my friend just had a new baby, and he is half black. So what now?
All right, I'll half accept that.
He's so cute, too. His black hair is so soft.
Your friends need to stop having babies because it just makes you want more babies, and we already have three. Right now, and we don't need more babies right now.
And now we have five babies, and I have spent the first couple years of having five babies trying to convince Kay to have a sixth baby. But now that my baby, who is our fifth youngest one, is 6 years old, I could not imagine having another baby because I now have a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 17-year-old. And I don't want a baby again. My brother-in-law, Kaylee's brother, just had a baby, and his name is Patrick. He's so cute, and I do love him. And we watched him for a little while, and I don't miss having babies or diapers. I really don't. That's a hard time. No sleep sucks. I like my sleep. I may only get 4 to 6 hours of sleep a night, but I do love my sleep. And I was going to cut in earlier and be like, oh, did Tversia leave in this last half year? But then I think I just heard her, but I don't know if she's actually here. I think if she is here, I'm sure we'll say bye to her here in the outro that's coming up because this is almost over. But she was quiet for all of those questions, and that's kind of funny. Because that means she just sat there and listened to us talk as WandaBe and John and answer the questions. So, yeah, thank you, Tversia.
No, we're not going to have babies for a long time.
I just talked to your kids on the break, and I want babies now.
See, you can have babies all you want, because I don't have to deal with having more in my house.
Okay. Hey, look, she has to hear. I did hear her voice. It was, hey, welcome back, Tversia.
I always recommend everybody should have a baby right now.
Right now. There's right a ton now. Of people I know having babies right now, and it's driving me crazy. I got to wait for life.
I got to wait for we got to wait for we can afford a fourth baby. Cause
you're never going to be able to afford babies ever, so don't even try planning on it.
Well, no, as soon as we can afford two, we'll have a fourth one.
It should be noted that this was recorded in January of 2010, and in April of 2010 is when we found out that we were pregnant with Tegan, who is our now 9-year-old. So really, we had a baby less than a year after recording of this episode, because she was born in January 10th of 2011. So yeah, we had our fourth baby then, and then we had our fifth baby in 2013. So it goes to show that even though I was like, no more babies, I was like, yeah, more babies.
I get it. I was like, what? I like your analogies, or your, I don't know. I'm getting tired.
You can't have an analogy without the anal, but let's go ahead and end the show tonight. And
say goodnight. It was a pleasure having a Tversia on.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed being here. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. We'll have to
have you back.
Have you back sometime in the future.
Sure, yeah.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
We always like people joining us. It gets fun when you have like 5 or 6 people.
Yeah, it's very chaotic because everybody's trying to talk at once.
It does. Sorry, you got to fight like the ring.
Just now.
Yeah. You got to fight for your right to talk. All right. Well, this is John signing off for the night. I'm going to go work on a cartoon for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So this will actually probably air after the cartoon is up. But if it doesn't, Monday, MLK Jr. Day, there will be a cartoon on whitetoseal.net.
And this is Kaylee going to bed, watching Scribs.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Night.
These are always so much fun to do, the re-ups, and I'm kind of sad there's only two more to do. But, you know, this means I have to come up with new content to make, which is awesome. But that also means that when I'm done with the re-ups, the show might go to just twice a month, which is fine. You know, new stuff twice a month is just better than nothing, right? This one was a short one, because I just felt like I should cut out the Q&A, or the questions from the fan, or not the fan, the questions from the listener. Into this new thing, even though Tversia was still on it, because really it was two separate things, right? One of them was a conversation with Tversia. One of them was, you know, a couple of questions from one to B to us that Tversia said it on and just kind of waited till the last minute to come on. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoy these. I really enjoy doing these re-ups. So if you like them, let me know. Hit me up at YTCL on Instagram or Twitter, or email me at jytcl. J at Y2CL.net. I don't know why I made those voices, but it's fun. Whatever. If you like this show, you know, head over to scpod.net and hit all of our shows. As of this release, we have 130 episodes of the show, which is fucking crazy to me. You can also go over to Y2CL.net and find all the comic books and stuff that I do that I've been on. This listing of all the shows that I've been on before. There are all the other shows that aren't ones that I own. Over on scpod.net. You can check out Spoiler Country, which is my main show now these days, with my co-host Kenrick. We do interviews, we do topics, we do commentary tracks, we do a bunch of stuff. You know, commentary tracks, we have a creator come on and kind of go page by page, like a DVD commentary through their book, and talk about the inspiration, what the meaning behind it is, and kind of talk about it in depth, which is a lot of fun. We got some pretty cool ones coming up pretty soon. We have a KSB show over there, which is just Kickstarter Signal Boost, where we just once a month bring on people for Kickstarters and try and boost them around. We've got the main show, which is just Kendrick and I talking about movies or TV shows or comic books and topics and like kind of asking questions to each other. We have a sub show called Tangent of Tangents, which is basically us going on tangents, which makes sense. And we have a shit ton of interviews coming out, man. We've done so many interviews. We talked to Gwen Hollander, Jacob Hopkins, Brooke Lewis Bellas, Gene Colan, James DeMatteis, J. Michael Straczynski, Corin Nemec, Emily Swallows. I mean, so many people, Stephen Jablonski. I mean, it just, the list goes on. Kate Leth was on. And we got so many people that we're working on to interview coming up. It's just kind of awe-inspiring, man. We brought on Casey T. Allen, who you know is a writer on Ions, co-editor of Ions, He comes on, he does interviews with us. We brought on Jeff Haas, Big Jeff Haas. He also wrote a story for Irons. So that's going to be in like book two or three or something like that. But he also writes other comics. He's our public relations manager. He reaches out to people and schedules interviews for us. So it's really fun. I highly recommend you open up your podcatcher and subscribe to that show. It's a much higher quality show than this one. Not that the show's bad or has low quality on it, but this is just a fun show for my wife and I to do. And if you listen to it, I'm happy to listen to it. But really, we do this show for us, right? We do it, well, I do this show for us because it's just a lot of fun. It's a great release. It's a great way to get Kay and I to debate and talk about topics and stuff and kind of put it on a recording where, I mean, we don't hold anything back. We're not like, you know, holding it out for the recording, but it's a lot of fun. It's so much fun. So anyways, that's all stuff. SCPod.net, YTCO.net. As always, have a good day. Be nice to each other. Hit those drums.
Hey everyone, Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear. And this was Haphazard Adventures.